Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Lula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly. Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Welcome back here to the TaxSlayer pregame show. It's time for today's Phoenix Printing player feature. And as the season goes along, we like to talk to more and more folks who we come into contact with around the league. And it's my pleasure to be talking here with Dominic Keegan, a catcher, first baseman, everyday player here with the Charleston River Dogs. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So first and foremost, you're from Massachusetts. There aren't a whole lot of Massachusetts-based players who come up into professional baseball. What was it like growing up in Massachusetts from a baseball perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit different. Obviously, we don't get to play outside as much as everybody else, but just being from Massachusetts gave me the opportunity to play multiple sports, and I think that really helped me in, you know, just becoming a better athlete. And then, you know, when baseball season rolled around, it was baseball. And, you know, that was kind of my focus. And it's just something that I fell in love with and wanted to pursue. I was pretty good at it, so that kind of helped too. So, being from Massachusetts, all of us, baseball players from Massachusetts, kind of like close-knit community because not a lot of us. So we kind of all know each other. And, you know, we love to go back and work out together and stuff. So, yeah, it's just pretty cool.
Did you play like NEB or any of the – did you play travel in the summer?
I played travel ball for the show. It's kind of near me, northern Massachusetts. And the guy who runs it there, I've been, you know, training with for a while now, Steve Lemazny. He played for the Red Sox for a little bit. You know, he's from Peabody, Mass, so just another Massachusetts guy. He's a catching guy too. So, kind of developed me into the player that I am. And, so I played for his AU program.
Have to ask, if you grew up in Massachusetts, the time when we grew up, I'm assuming you grew up a Red Sox fan?
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite player growing up?
My favorite player was Manny Ramirez as a little kid. Obviously, this newer generation of players. I really love Devers. I love Bogarts when he was with us. Mookie Betts, obviously. Manny was my guy as a little kid. That was my favorite player to watch.
Not ashamed to admit that I cried at summer camp when I got the news of his trade back in, I think, 06 or 07.
Yeah.
So, but, hey, it hit us hard
still
back in the day.
Still a legend.
Best bat flips in Red Sox history.
Yeah,
but
I think he's one of the best right-hand hitters of all time.
Yeah, and he mashed for like 30 years too. Yeah. Unbelievable. Obviously, you're one of the top catchers in the high school class of 2018. You end up committing to play for the Vandy Boys. I don't think anyone needs an explanation as for why a baseball player would choose Vanderbilt, but for you, what were the aspects of that program that stood out?
I mean, it was kind of my dream school from the jump. You know, those couple years prior, watching them go to Omaha, just watching how they carried themselves, how they competed. You know, it was just a program that I wanted to be a part of. But I was committed to Virginia Tech my sophomore year of high school. And then a coaching change about my junior year switched things around for me. So I opened up my recruitment again. And, I mean, once Vanderbilt reached out, it was kind of a done deal. You know, I didn't need to see the campus. I didn't need to see the coaches in person. It was kind of just over the phone, like, if you want to come here, we got a spot for you. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. So,
and you're part of a team that many consider to be one of the best college teams of the 21st century, a team with Austin Martin, JJ Bleday, a bunch of other guys who are in the professional baseball world right now. Mm-hmm. You win a national or college World Series title that first year. What was that like for you?
It was unreal. I mean, it was surreal. Coming in my first year, you know, I didn't have any expectations of playing right away just because I knew the caliber of players that was there. But I also was going in to compete and try to earn a spot. And thankfully, I earned a spot on the roster. You know, I was there the whole time, which was awesome. And I think that year was a big growth year for me, kind of just learning from those guys, like you mentioned, Austin, JJ, a lot of older guys. I mean, I think we had like 8 to 10 seniors on that team, a bunch of juniors. So it was just cool being one of the select freshmen to just travel, be with the team, and kind of pick things up from those guys. And obviously winning the national championship was cool. So I got to literally experience every stage of, you know, that journey. But yeah, it was a big growth year for me, and just learning from those guys was huge.
Obviously, there's no season in 2020. It gets cut short. Yep. But you do get some summer ball experience the next year as well, playing in the CCBL on the Cape in mm-hmm. Yarmouth Dennis with the Red Sox, for whatever it's worth. Obviously, a super competitive league, but what's the experience like as a player when you're there?
The Cape is just cool being around different guys. Obviously, you know, I love being at Vanderbilt, being with my guys there. You know, you spend every second with them. Summer ball is a little different because, you know, you meet kids from other schools, other programs. And it's just cool to you know, learn from them as well and, you know, see where they come from, how they go about their business. And then you also get to compete against some of your friends from school in the Cape. And I mean, the talent out there is really good. And it's just a good environment to be a part of.
And in 2021, the Yankees actually drafted you in the 19th mm-hmm. round. What were the factors that were going into your decision to come back to school for that fourth year and, you know, instead of signing pro?
Yeah, I mean, obviously pro ball's a dream. And during that time, you know, obviously I didn't play as much my freshman year as I would have liked to. Sophomore year I had COVID, and you know, junior year was kind of my first year of, you know, actually playing, being an everyday player, playing in the SEC, and it was something that I really enjoyed, and I just love being a part of you know, Vanderbilt baseball, what it is, what it stands for, and you know, I kind of knew in my heart that, you know, I'm a professional baseball player, and you know, that'll always be there, and when I'm ready to do that, I'll do that. But at that time, I just felt like, you know, this is something that I don't want to pass up for, you know, when I have one more year of that opportunity.
No one ever says, man, I wish I spent less time in college, exactly, right? Yeah. Especially when you're, mm-hmm. you know, in at Vanderbilt.
I got to get my degree, and, you know, I mean, I'll always have that in my back pocket. So, yeah, there was just a lot of – just outweighed the benefits of, you know, going into pro ball right away.
And then you get rewarded. You're drafted in the fourth round the next year by the Rays. At that point, you know, your decision was a lot easier, I'm imagining. But what was that transition like for you from Vanderbilt to going down to the complex last summer?
I mean, it was cool. You know, I felt a lot more prepared after spending another year, you know, playing in the SEC and, you know, being under Corbs and Bags for another year. I just felt really prepared and, you know, ready to take that next step in my baseball career.
And now you're being used as more or less a full-time catcher. They've mm-hmm. got you catching 3 to 4 games a week after you've sort of, you know, if you've platooned at first base, DH, whatever, just to keep your bat in the lineup. Mm-hmm. What's it like adjusting to the grind, so to speak, of being an everyday catcher?
Yeah, I mean, you know, going to the complex last year, they kind of made it clear that, you know, I was going to be a catcher. So pretty much my whole offseason was getting better defensively and also getting my body ready to, you know, endure 140-something games in the minor leagues, you know, three or four days a week behind the plate. So a lot of mobility, a lot of flexibility, you know, just keep my body right during the offseason, but also, like, training it to, you know, go through all of this. So
you've had a lot of great pitchers on the mound across from you as well, going all the way back to, you know, Kumar Rocker in 2019 and all the guys you've caught this year in pro ball as well. Who is the best player, or who is the player that you've enjoyed the most being, you know, your battery mate on the mound?
Well, I didn't catch too much in college. I got to catch those guys' bullpens and, like, inner squads and stuff. I mean, Rock and Leiter, they're just different breed. And, you know, they're really fun to catch. I really love catching Johnson, who I'm catching tonight. Martin's really fun to catch. Curette's fun to catch. We got a lot of good arms here, a lot of good arms to catch, and, you know, same thing in college. So
last thing for you, you're from Massachusetts. I gotta know, what's the Dunkin' order?
The Dunkin' order: large iced coffee, black, 2 pumps caramel swirl, sausage, egg, and cheese on a plain bagel, and if I had a good week of training, maybe a blueberry donut.
Very respectable. Although the black, I mean, you're cutting it real close with the stomach, but Awesome. It's great to catch up. Thanks for talking, and good luck tonight and the rest of the series.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Back with Green Jackets Baseball when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
You've been listening to the TaxSlayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, TaxSlayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
It's the holiest day of the week here in the Holy City. Sunday from Charleston, where the Green Jackets and River Dogs wrap up their first half of the season series, with the Green Jackets on top 6-5, trying to take the series today by a margin of 4-2. Augusta lost yesterday, capping off back-to-back road losses in 9 innings for the first time this year. The only other time they had lost 2 consecutive games on the road, they were both 7 innings. That was a couple of weeks ago. The Green Jackets playing their final game on the road for a matter of 16 days. They return home tonight, take on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Carolina Mudcats for 12 straight home games. Before that, they're wrapping up this series with the single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays and 2-time defending Carolina League champions, the Charleston River Dogs. They'll be going up against a familiar face on the mound, Alex Ayala Jr., who got the start on Tuesday night for Charleston. He was excellent after settling down. He went 4 innings, did not give up a hit, walked 3, and struck out 6. Previously, the Green Jackets had not seen him as he was on the injured list when they came to town the first time. However, a number of these Green Jackets players got cracks at him last year in the Florida Complex League, where he pitched 20 innings with a 2.70 ERA. He comes into today with a record of 0-3 on the season, a 2.95 ERA, and has put together some really impressive outings, yet to allow more than 2 hits in an outing so far, and has gone 4 innings exactly in all but 1 of his previous starts this year. This will be his 6th appearance, and he carries a whip of 0.82. He does not give up a lot of hits and doesn't give up a whole lot of walks either, although the Green Jackets did work 3 of them, tying his season high on Tuesday. Ethan Werkinger steps in to lead it off. 3 homers for him on the series, 7-20. The lefty Ayala on the mound. The Green Jackets are the best hitting team against lefties in the league, and Werkinger takes a strike. 73 degrees and cloudy here as the lefty Ayala winds the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. Green Jackets and the River Dogs playing today as Los Perros Santos. And the 0-2 swung on and missed. Disappearing changeup and a 3-pitch strikeout to begin the game. It is a Copa Day here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Stadium, the Joe. And Myrtle Beach playing as Los Perros Santos on Copa Day. Their jerseys are blue with yellow trim and yellow sleeves. The Green Jackets in the Pavos Salvajes jerseys, orange with gray pants and the blue caps. Justin Janis takes a strike. It's 0-1. The lefty Janis leads the team in batting average against lefties, hitting 379. Green Jackets hit .249 against lefties, the best margin in the league. They've got 9 homers against lefties, the best in the league. And the 0-2 grounded through into right field for a base hit. So Janis picks up his 12th hit against left-handed pitching on the year, far and away the most on the team. And he is aboard with a one-out single.
Right field, number 32, Braxton Morrell.
So Bryson Worrell next to the plate. Janis on at first. And Worrell, the switch hitter batting right, takes a fastball high for a ball. Just 1-for-7 against lefties. He's had a lot of his success coming from the other side of the plate, batting left-handed. This time he bats righty. Janis being held on at first by Xavier Isaac. 1-0 pitch, sliced foul. Pitch, swing and a miss. It's now 1-2. Bryson Worrell's ECU won an elimination game today. They now have a chance to progress to the College World Series if they beat UVA twice. It is that time of year. Road to Omaha, very much in full swing. One away, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Last night, he struck out 3 times, and he adds another one to that tally here. So EJ Exposito, 8 of his 25 runs batted in coming against lefties, gets a crack here at Ayala. Janis on first, and the first pitch taken up and in at 87 miles an hour. He hits .333 against lefties, 5-for-18 with 4 runs batted in this series. No score here, just underway. In the top of the first, Adam Shoemaker gets the start for Augusta in the next half inning. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed on the inside part of the plate. Pickoff throw to first. Janis back in standing. As Expo takes the pitch inside and it skips away and all the way into the dugout. And we'll see if they're going to award Janis third or not. It gets out of play. And because he didn't get to second base in time, they're going to keep him at second. So a wild pitch makes it 2-1 with Worrell, excellent speed. Or excuse me, Janis, good speed. Not excellent speed, good speed off of second. 2-1 pitch, fouled off the mask of the catcher, Keegan. Ryan Spikes plays at third. Carlos Colmenares at short. Cooper Kinney at second. Xavier Isaac at first. Dom Keegan behind the plate. John Diaz in left. Christopher Rete in center. And Chandler Simpson in right. Excellent defensive speed in the outfield today. The 2-2. Checked swing, blooper to the left side of the infield. Charging it is Spikes. He drops the ball. And Exposito is going to have an infield single as the Green Jackets will have runners on the corners. Not intending to put that in play. Just trying to foul it off, perhaps. But he will pick up yet another hit against lefties. And it'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio with 2 ducks on the pond. Celedonio, well, having a real rough time right now. 1-for-his-last 31. 5 strikeouts on 1-for-11 this series. And also grounded into a double play the other day. Exposito, a big lead off of first, and the pitch. Flown into center field. Shallow, Barrette is there. He loses his hat and reaches up to make the catch to retire the side. The Green Jackets get 2 hits, but leave runners on the corners. And we head to the bottom of inning number 1. It is no score with Charleston coming up.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the first here in Charleston with Adam Shoemaker, the 6'6 Canadian lefty, out to the mound. Shoemaker coming off a good start his last time out, went four innings, but struck out six, his career high, picked up a no decision. Shoemaker's big issue this year has been command. He walked three his last time out and has walked a batter or more in every outing in which he has gone more than one inning. A couple of appearances out of the bullpen, but he gets a strike on Simpson. The 0-1 grounded softly up the first baseline and just foul. It's 0-2. Simpson, Isaac, and Keegan, the three set to bat here in the first inning. Keegan leads the league with a .429 batting average against lefties this year. Shoemaker has Simpson lefty on lefty in an 0-2 count. No score, bottom one. The 0-2 is taken high. Simpson hits .250 against lefties. So far this series, 3 for 15 with a triple and a couple of walks. Also caught stealing twice. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He checked his swing and went around, and he's going to have a chance to get to first here as this pitch is picked up by Diamond, and he will end up aboard on a strikeout, dropped third strike. So unfortunate for Shoemaker because that'll go down as strikeout number one for him, but Simpson, with the best speed in the minor leagues, is immediately aboard. Xavier Isaac, the big lefty, up to bat. Isaac, 3 for 14, a triple, a homer, and a couple of RBIs this series. And immediately, all eyes go to Simpson on base as Shoemaker hits on the outside corner with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. 31 stolen bases to 6 caught stealings for Simpson. He has been caught 3 times by the Green Jackets this year. 0-1 pitch inside. Dawson Diamond is behind the plate for Augusta. Floyd is at third. Exposito at short. Corey Acton at second and Janis at first with Workinger, Collins, and Worrell from left to right across the outfield. Big lead for Simpson. He doesn't even need all that big a lead, and Shoemaker will throw back just to keep him honest. Simpson hit over 400 in his final year at Georgia Tech last year before being selected in the third round by the Rays. Isaac was the first round selection last year of Tampa Bay. He's going 1-1, taken high, and it hits off the bat, and I believe that should be a foul ball. We'll see if they call that a foul ball or whether they say it was a ball that missed high. Looked like it took a deflection off Isaac's bat, and I think there's some confusion here as Dawson Diamond has a chat with the home plate umpire, Travis Roberson. We do have a replacement umpire on the bases today, Jose Polanco. They'll say it was a ball, so it is a stolen base and a 2-1 count for Isaac. And the pitch taken outside with a slider. Everybody clap your hands. Simpson averages about .9 stolen bases for every time he gets on base. It is just absolutely absurd, the numbers that he has, as the 3-1 pitch misses high. So a strikeout and a walk to begin the game, but it will end up being two aboard with no one out as a result of what is ruled a wild pitch on the strikeout rather than a dropped third strike. The power hitting Keegan next to the plate, .429 against lefties. batting .336 on the season, which leads the league overall, as Shoemaker will call time. Two runners aboard here, infield back, outfield very deep for the power-hitting Keegan. First pitch, slider in for a strike on the inside corner. This series, Keegan 3-for-11 with four runs batted in, also tripled. Green Jackets have surrendered three triples over the course of this week. A one pitch, driven towards left. It is a foul ball. It sailed past the foul pole about foot and a half inside the line. Had home run distance, but it'll end up over in the Wicked Weed Brewing Pavilion, and it's 0-2. No one away. Shoemaker looking for a punch out with two aboard. 0-2 pitch. Taken up high with a fastball for a ball. Shoemaker, drafted a couple of years ago, was initially a commit of St. John's in New York. Signed instead, 11th round pick. 1-2. Fouled off. 11th rounder in 2021. Moved from Cambridge, Ontario, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours outside of Toronto. Not part of the Greater Toronto area, part of the Waterloo and Kitchener region instead. 1-2 pitch, taken just outside. Looked like he might have rung him up there and didn't get the call. So 2-2 with two aboard. And the pitch, sliced off the end of the bat, up the middle, and it's going to slice through for a base hit. They're going to put the brakes on, and everyone will advance 90 feet. But the bases are loaded here with nobody out as Simpson takes third, Isaac takes second. And that'll bring up Cooper Kinney as Wes McGuire, the pitching coach, comes out to the mound. Cooper Kinney, a first rounder a couple of years ago. Just 20 years of age, out of Kennesaw, Georgia, although grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This season, with the bases loaded, he is 1-for-1 with two runs batted in. With the bases loaded this year, Charleston is the second best hitting team in the league. They hit .360 with a .907 OPS. Of their 14 hits, though, all but two have been singles. Infield is in here at the corners, but back up the middle and slightly shifted. First pitch here, cut on and miss with a slider away. Kinney over the top of it, and it's 0-1. Shoemaker yet to record an out, already up to 16 pitches, and that'll bring the bullpen catcher out, Nick Clarno. 0-1, slider in the zone, 0-2. Kinney 5-for-16 this series with a couple of doubles. He hits almost .350 versus lefties. And three ducks on the pond here with no one out. 0-2, crushed. See you later. Moonshot home run to right field for Cooper Kinney. And it's 4-0 River Dogs here before an out has been reported in the first inning. The Green Jackets give up their league-leading 40th home run of the season. They lead the league both in home runs hit and also home runs allowed. And all of a sudden they find themselves down by 4. 1-0 pitch misses outside to Colmenares. Misses away 3-0. no one aboard, no one out, and Shoemaker misses with four consecutive pitches. So a nightmare start right now. 22 pitches for Shoemaker. He has yet to record an out. After striking out the first batter he faced, who ended up reaching base on a dropped third strike, or technically a wild pitch. Ryan Spikes is next up to bat. Runner on first, no one away, already 4-0. First pitch to Spikes, cut on miss. Tyree Thompson up and warming in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. A one, line towards left, and that's going to drop in for another base hit. Colmenares goes to second, Spikes on at first. Two walks, a wild pitch swinging strikeout, and three hits, including a grand slam, and it's not been the greatest of outcomes so far here in the first. No Green Jackets starter has failed to make it out of the first inning this year. John Diaz next up. He'll take a ball up and away. One-oh. Cut on and missed with a slider. One-one. Inside. Nothing has gone right so far in this first inning for the Green Jackets. After leaving runners on first and third, they're already down 4-0 and two aboard, no one out. The pitch popped up into left field. Over is Werkinger. Tracks it to his left and makes the catch. And everyone will stay put. 28 pitches now for Shoemaker, meaning that unless he's able to get two outs on the next two pitches, his night will be done after this inning. As Christopher Barrette, the eighth man to bat this inning, comes up. Runners on first and second as this pitch is fouled off, 0-1. Barrette having a good series, 6-15. 0-1 pitch. Slider misses high. Tyree Thompson getting set to come into the game. 1-1. Up and away, 2-1. Pitch popped foul off the window to our right. Boy, that was as close as we're going to come to getting a ball into the booth all year. Maybe 2 inches further to the left, and that one's in my face. Instead, it bounces off and hits a fan in the chest after the rebound. The 2-2 pitch swung on and missed, strike three, and there's two away. And that's going to do it for Shoemaker. On his 33rd pitch of the day, he gets the second out, and he will leave runners on first and second as Tyree Thompson's going to come into the game. We've got a first inning pitching change here in Charleston, already 4-0 River Dogs.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
We are back here in the bottom of the first, 4-0 Charleston. They scored all four runs before the Green Jackets recorded an out. Adam Shoemaker's night is done after 33 pitches, two-thirds of an inning, but he is still responsible for the two men on base. Tyree Thompson in to replace him. Thompson this year has been stellar. He has a batting average against of .087, has only given up one hit in the last month of action, and has not allowed any inherited runners to score. He's inherited four so far. None have crossed the plate. The last time he gave up a run was April 30th versus Columbia. Coming into today on a seven-inning scoreless streak, and he's only allowed three base runners, a walk, a hit batsman, and one hit since the end of April. The big righty steps in and misses just outside to Julio Meza, who is the ninth man to bat. Meza 2-for-3 with a walk and two runs in his only previous game of action this series. Cooper Kinney hit a grand slam that brought us the scoring as Thompson steps back and looks the runner off. And everyone will get reset. Fifth homer of the year for Kinney. He's up to 22 runs batted in now after driving in those four.
How are you?
1-0 outside in the dirt. This season, righties are hitting .053. They are 1-for-21 against him. But Thompson misses away here. It's 3-0 on Meza, and Simpson prepares to bat in the on-deck circle. He could get a chance for the second time this inning and also have the bases loaded. Two away. The 3-0. Popped up. Center field, not deep. Playable for Collins, who makes the catch to retire the side. But nine men bat for the River Dogs, and they score four in the first inning. It's 4-0 Charleston. We head to the top of the second in the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, the Green Jackets give up the first grand slam of the season for the River Dogs as they find themselves down by a score of 4-0 entering the top of the second inning. Corey Acton leads it off, followed by Dawson Diamond and Tyler Collins here in this frame, going up against the lefty Ayala. The line is closed on Shoemaker. .2 innings of work, three hits, four runs all earned, two walks, two strikeouts, and a homer. The first pitch, Acton lines it off the glove of the leaping first baseman Isaac and ends up dropping comfortably in right field. Forward will be a leadoff single for Acton, playing his sixth consecutive game since arriving in Augusta on Monday. Leadoff single, Isaac Kurt certainly could not have made a play on that one if he tried. It barely deflected off the very top of the glove.
Did you have you read the book yet?
Not yet, I just bought
So Acton, with a couple stolen bases already, is off of first. Dawson Diamond in, and he'll take a ball. 0 for 6 this series is Diamond on his return to the Joe. Played here last year when he was part of the Rays organization before getting acquired by the Braves. 1-0 pitch, fouled off, 1-1. On deck, Tyler Collins, a speedy lefty. Green Jackets stranded runners at the corners in the first inning, and the leadoff man is aboard here. 1-1 taken high by Diamond. It is 2-1. Collins on deck. Francisco Floyd in the hole. Floyd has missed the last couple of games dealing with some sort of pain in the midsection. But he's back today. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Got him on an inside fastball. Not a lot of velocity from Ayala. Sitting high 80s, low 90s. Maybe 91, 92. As Diamond calls timeout. Acton widens his stance at first. 2-2, inside. Good eye by Diamond there. Didn't fall for the inside slider. Pickoff throw to first. Acton scampers back in. The Green Jackets will take a 2.5-hour bus ride home this evening and have the day off tomorrow before opening up a series with Myrtle Beach. They've already played them 12 times. Get some more familiarity. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Diamond goes down waving at a fastball on the outside part of the plate. Third strikeout already for Ayala Jr. Ayala Jr., born in Chiriqui, Panama, drafted out of Florida Southwestern State, part of that famed JUCO Conference, the Suncoast Conference down in Florida, produces a ton of major league and minor league talent. So one away, one on first. Green Jackets down 4-0. Tyler Collins in to bat, got yesterday off, and the first pitch fouled off to the netting. Collins, the lefty, 5-10. Has gone 2-for-10. With an RBI this series, also stole two bases, up to 18 now on the year, which leads the team. 0-1. Slider taken just outside. Might have been a strike, and Ayala just shakes it off. Easier to pitch when you have already pitched half an inning and then your team puts up four. 1-1. Line towards right. Dropping quickly, and it's going to be caught instead by Simpson on the run. Simpson actually largely played at second base and occasionally shortstop in his college career, and because of his speed and also because of organizational fit, they have shifted him to the outfield. So two away. And that'll bring up Francisco Floyd. 2-for-5 in his career against Ayala, with one of those hits coming last year in the Florida Complex League. Floyd takes a strike, it's 0-1. Acton with a big lead at first. Pickoff throw comes over, and he slides back in safely with one hand diving in. Tomorrow, the complex leagues begin play. 0-1 to Floyd, cut on a miss, way below a fastball at 91, and it's 0-2. Floyd this series, 2-for-6, 3 strikeouts, though, with an RBI and a caught stealing. Green Jackets were hitless against Ayala on Tuesday night. He's making his second start of the series. He went 4 innings, only gave up 2 base runners. 0-2, it gets away from the catcher, it bounces in the dirt, and Acton will head all the way to second base. Nearly got Floyd in the foot. And while he might have been tempted to sit in and let that one hit him, you don't want to get hit on the top of that foot. He does wear an ankle guard that protects the ankle and the top part of those cleats, but they are surprisingly unpadded in areas that can really hurt a lot. So 1-2. And the pitch taken inside and low again. Or After getting no hit by Ayala over the four innings in his start on Tuesday, the Green Jackets then ripped off 10 hits the next five innings, by the way, en route to a victory. 2-2 pitch inside again nearly hit him. Might have just grazed the shin, but that ripple of the pants fabric, not enough to convince home plate umpire Travis Robertson, getting his third turn behind the plate. Known for having a slightly smaller zone, particularly horizontally, than other umpires in the league. 3-2, line up the middle, dropping quickly. It's in for a base hit. They're going to wave around Acton as picking it up is Barrette in center. His throw not cut off. It is dropped by the catcher, Keegan, and sliding in safely is Corey Acton. The throw was on time, but slightly offline, and it's an RBI single for Floyd. He picks up RBI number 6 on the season, and the Green Jackets claw a run back. It is now 4-1. Soft liners split the distance there between the leaping shortstop and the center fielder, Barrette. Not a bad throw from Barrette either. Acton does run very well, and he slid in safely. The throw was more or less on the money, but again, Keegan had some trouble fielding it cleanly. Ethan Werkinger next up, and he'll fly this one to center. Going back is Barrette to the track. He looks up, he leaps, and makes the catch at the wall. It seems like it might be one of those days for the River Dogs as Werkinger gets robbed of extra bases and more RBIs, as that was a spectacular leaping grab by Barrette, who goes crashing into the green stanchion out in dead center. But the Green Jackets do get one run back on the Francisco Floyd RBI single, despite the loud flyout to end it. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Green Jackets down 4-1. Thompson on the mound. We come back.
Motorized road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here from the bottom of the second, Green Jackets get a couple of hits that inning, but a long, long flyout ends it. A nice running play made by the center fielder Barrette ended up preventing what could have been either an RBI double or triple. Floyd at first base ran very well and runs very well. Simpson, the leadoff man, leads it off for the second straight inning. 9 men batted in that first inning, and in fact, made 3 outs, but Simpson actually struck out to lead off that frame and then reached on a wild pitch on what was a swinging strike 3. He's up in the count here 2-0 as Thompson misses low and away. Green Jackets forced to go to their bullpen in the first inning for the first time this year. 2-0 pitch, placing a bunt down foul as Simpson. It goes over and into the Green Jackets dugout. Simpson, tremendous speed, hitting 271, a 681 OPS. Already stole one base today, up to 32 on the year. 2-1 pitch from Thompson, flown to left center field. Going over is Collins, the center fielder, to his left. He looks up and makes the catch. About 15 feet in front of the warning track, one away. That'll bring up Xavier Isaac, who ended up taking a walk and scoring in the first. Each of the first 6 batters in the lineup, the top 6 batters in this lineup, reached base in that first inning. The last 2 of them got stranded, Colmenares and Spikes. Isaac took a 5-pitch walk, and he'll fly the first pitch towards the foul line down the third baseline. Thompson, the pitcher, hustling over. Floyd will get there and beat him to the spot and make the catch over by the far railing in front of the tarp, between the tarp and the dugout, and there's quickly 2 away. Next to the plate, Tom Keegan, who won a national championship with the Vanderbilt Commodores back in 2019. Only played in 15 games that year, but stuck it out. Was a tremendous contributor for the last couple of years he played in college. Drafted in the 19th round by the Yankees in 2021, did not sign, and earned himself a much bigger payday by getting drafted in the 4th round by the Rays last year. He takes a ball up and away. No one on and two outs here. 4-1, Charleston on top, bottom two. This one lined sharply towards the crowd, and fortunately the fans down the left field line were alert to that. Keegan singled to right field in the first. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Thompson on the mound out of Norlands. 26th rounder of the Rangers back in 2016. Braves are his second organization. And the 2-1 fouled off. Had a chance actually to speak to the scout that scouted him and recommended him to the Rangers back in 2016. Someone who has worked with him on the development side as well. And just tremendously impressed by his character. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. So Thompson needs just 9 pitches to get through the second inning. He has retired all 4 batters he's faced. We head to the top of the third. Green Jackets down 3. They'll try to keep clawing it back against Alex Ayala Jr. when we come back.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
And when I woke up, you were finally there. And I believed that all the hours turned to minutes, it's not fair. And when I turned to look at where you should have been, I started to drift.
Top of the third, Green Jackets down by a score of 4-1. Green Jackets have had 2 hits in each of the 2 frames so far, and they'll have 2, 3, and 4 due up this half inning. Janis, Worrell, and Exposito. 4-1 the score. Justin Janis, who singled and was stranded on third his first time up, leads it off. First pitch taken down low for a ball. Alex Ayala Jr. on the mound. Went 4 innings without giving up a hit on Tuesday against Augusta. So far has given up 4 and a run as Janis gets sawed off in the hands. It's a grounder towards first. Isaac picks it up and flips it to the covering pitcher for the out. I think that one came off the bat just above the higher hand for Janis. It might have given him a little bit of a jolt down the arm. And Bryson Worrell next up. Worrell struck out. He has struck out in 4 of his last 5 at-bats. 4 for 15 on the series with 6 strikeouts. He'll take a ball here. Yeah. 1-0 pitch taken just inside. No one aboard here, and 1 away. 1-1 to Worrell. Fastball trails outside and away. It's taken for a ball.
Yeah.
Couple of games in action right now in the NCAA regionals as well, as Worrell will take a strike here, 3-1. TCU blowing out Arkansas 16-3. Southern Miss and Samford, both of which have produced an Augusta Green Jackets player, are in a 1-1 ball game in the third. Bryson Worrell will take this pitch up and in, and he has worked a walk, his second of the series, and now it's time for him maybe to start thinking about looking at running here, although it is tricky against a lefty. So one away and Worrell aboard as Exposito, who grounded out an infield single and beat it out in the first, is next to the dish. Worrell, six stolen bases for the Green Jackets as Expo takes the pitch inside and low, 1-0.
Okay, good. See the airplane? Oh, yeah, it's one of those C-17, big ones, isn't it?
Three-step lead, 1-0 pitch, taken high. The last couple of days, the Green Jackets just have not made the pitchers on the River Dogs work all that much. In the last 2 days, the batters in the 5 spot through the 9 spot for the Green Jackets are 2 for 30, which is just about .075 in the batting average category. And they went 0 for 17 on Friday night from those spots. 2-0 pitch here to Exposito inside, and it's 3-0. Yesterday, the Green Jackets were 2-hit and shut out over 9 innings for the first time since April 12th. Almost 2 months since that. 3-0 pitch to Exposito, way outside. So 8 of the last 9 pitches have been balls from Alex Ayala Jr., and there are runners at first and second now with one away. As Exposito takes his base, Bryson Worrell heads from first to second, and Jeremy Celedonio, mired in a couple-week-long slump here, has a chance once again to break out. Celedonio has 6 homers on the season, which at one point in time led the Green Jackets for over a month before David McCabe passed him last week and Ethan Werkinger passed him this week. Celedonio has seen his average drop sharply, hitting .157 on the season. Had been hovering around .200 until the late stages of May when this slump began. 16 days ago, he had his best individual game of the season where he went 2 for 4 with a homer and 3 runs batted in, and including an RBI single off Jackson Holloway, who has major league experience and was rehabbing with Myrtle Beach. So since then, it has been anything but sunshine and rainbows, and he got a couple of consecutive days off, maybe just looking to reset him a little bit here. He's got first and second with one away. And the pitch, cut on and missed. He leads the Green Jackets in strikeouts by a wide margin as well. 71 on the season, 15 more than the next closest active player. And he's third in the league in that category. 0-1, swing and a miss. His last game was Friday night. He grounded into a double play to squander an early rally and then struck out twice, going 0 for 4 in total, in desperate need of a knock of some sort. 0-2, taken down and in. It gets away from the catcher, who has no throw to third. Exposito stays put at first, but the Green Jackets now have runners on the corners. And a 1-2 count, a possibility for Celedonio to make a productive out, perhaps, as well, if he can put this ball in play. So once again, for the second time in 3 innings, runners on the corners. And the 1-2 pitch. Taken, called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. And Celedonio knew it. Strikeout number 72 for the youngster. And there are 2 away. Corey Acton, who singled in the second and scored the only run of the day for the Green Jackets, is next to the plate. Lefty on lefty, the matchup. 4-1 the score. Green Jackets with the tying run up to the plate here in the top of inning number 3. He squares to bunt and then pulls back, maybe thinking about a little trickery here, although he does take a strike. Acton still looking for his first Green Jackets RBI. 4 hits in his first 6 games with Augusta. The 0-1. In the zone for a strike, 0-2 at the letters with a fastball at 89. Oh and two, taken outside and low. Ayala up to 51 pitches here through 2 2/3 innings of work. There is an arm up and warming in the bullpen. Looks like it might be Kikito Severino out there, another lefty. The 1-2 pitch. Golfed shallow towards right field. Simpson has a beat on it and comes in and makes the catch to retire the side. So the Green Jackets leave two more runners aboard. They have now stranded five on base in the first three innings. And the lead remains three for the River Dogs. The bottom of the third we go. 4-1 the score on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Tyree Thompson back out to the mound for this inning of work. One and a third innings for him so far after he entered in the bottom of the first. He misses outside here to Cooper Kinney leading off this frame. Kinney with a grand slam back in the first and a 1-0 count here to the lefty. The pitch swung on and missed. It is a 1-1. One pitch, lines softly towards the left side of the infield. Floyd slides and blocks it down, but he won't be able to make a play at first, and it'll be an infield single here for Cooper Kinney. Well, he hit the first the first pitch that he hit today was a 400-foot grand slam that almost entered the Atlantic Ocean over right field. That one just a trickler off the end of the bat, but they both will go in the book as hits, and the leadoff man is aboard. First pitch here to Colmenares, misses down low. Not a whole lot of speed for Kinney at first. And the 1-0. Misses away with a soft curveball, 2-0. Good crowd here on this Sunday evening. 2-0 pitch in the zone for a strike. School vacations just beginning for the summer here in the first weekend series in June. Green Jackets will have two straight weeks of home games coming up starting on Tuesday. 2-1 pitch. Gets it over with a changeup, and it's 2-2. The Green Jackets have an exciting homestand coming up, starting off with six games against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, including a meet and greet with former UGA quarterback David Green, a Vaughn Grissom bobblehead giveaway on Friday, and more. Go to greenjacketsbaseball.com for tickets and information. The 2-2 pitch taken just down low, and the count goes full. Columbia staved off Down East earlier today, picking up a 4-3 win with a run in the top of the ninth. They retook first place in the division at 29-22. Myrtle Beach half a game back. They were tied yesterday after Myrtle Beach ended up picking up some wins in their doubleheader. Green Jackets 2.5 games out of first place. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him with a changeup in the dirt. And there is out number one in the inning. Second strikeout of the day for Thompson. That'll bring up Ryan Spikes, who singled. He was the last man to record a hit in that first inning. Ended up getting stranded on first after four straight men reached, plus the grand slam. The next two also reached. And then the combination of Shoemaker and Thompson escaped further damage. The pitch misses inside. It's 1-0. Cooper Kinney on first base. 4-1 the score here in the bottom of the third on a languid Sunday evening. 1-0. Gets the inside corner 1-1. Myrtle Beach will be coming to town on an absolute tear. Before they play tonight, they are 8-2 in their last 10, which stretches back to the loss that they took in the series finale against Augusta. 1-1 pitch misses outside. Diamond stops it. Green Jackets and Pelicans have split the season series, by the way, six games apiece. 2-1 is the count. Thompson gets the sign, the pitch. Driven towards left field sharply, coming into play at his working here, though, and he reaches up head high to make the catch, two away. Tyree Thompson, the man on the mound, experienced at all levels of minor league baseball, pitched in short season leagues after getting drafted, also missed some time with Tommy John, also made appearances at AA, Round Rock, AAA as well, and brings a wealth of experience, very valuable for the Green Jackets bullpen, as the first pitch here swung on and missed by John Diaz, who flew out, was the first out of the bottom of the first as the seventh man to bat. Not the easiest home stretch coming up. Myrtle Beach, six games over 500, half a game outside of first place in the South Division, 0-1. Fouled off, it's 0-2. And then the Green Jackets will welcome in Carolina, who at 29-19, a 6.04 winning percentage, have the best record in the entire Carolina League. They lead the North Division by half a game over Down East. And Carolina gets to play the worst team in the league, Fayetteville, for six games before coming to Augusta. 0-2, fouled off. So runner on first and two away. And an 0-2 count to the lefty Diaz. The pitch. Swung and a miss, strike three. Fastball up and away. Like a rat, he couldn't avoid chasing the poisonous cheddar. Third strikeout for Thompson, who gives up his first hit in the game, but extends his scoreless streak to 10 and a third innings. As we head to the fourth inning, it's 4-1 Charleston. Green Jackets with 8-9-1 due up when we come back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Welcome back here for the top of inning number four. Green Jackets at the bottom of the order due up. The seven-man Dawson Diamond steps in and pops the first pitch up in the air. Foul, and it'll slice out of play. There is a man warming in the bullpen. Alex Ayala Jr. on the mound. Three innings of work so far. Four hits and a run allowed. It's 4-1 with the River Dogs on top. 0-1 misses outside at 82 miles an hour. Dawson Diamond struck out back in the second. 1-1 pitch. Slider misses away. And it's 2-1. Green Jackets have done a good job of putting together competitive at-bats so far today. 2-1 pitch, up high, 3-1. They have taken two walks today, which equals the number of walks they took both yesterday and the day before. They have not been patient at the plate this series, and it's cost them. The 3-1 taken up and away. So Diamond will take the third walk of the day for the Green Jackets. The Green Jackets average over 4.5 walks per game over the course of the season. And this series, they have been held to 2.2 walks per game. And that's a big reason why they have not had more success. They won the first three games on the backs of some clutch hitting and also some home runs. But homerless in yesterday's game, and they got shut out 8-0 as Tyler Collins takes a ball. It was their second largest loss of the year. It was the River Dogs' biggest win of the year. River Dogs have outscored the Green Jackets 12-1 over the last 12 innings. One out of Collins gets the zone for a strike, 1-1. Collins flew out to left field his first time up, the only member of the Green Jackets' active roster yet to hit a home run. 1-1 pitch, fouled off over my head, directly over my head, actually, and off the ledge of the protective roof here. Goes back down into the crowd. 1-2. Four strikeouts for Ayala so far. His next pitch will be his 63rd with Severino ready in the pen. 1-2 taken outside, not by much, and the count evens up. Adam Shoemaker got the start for Augusta. He got absolutely shelled, gave up four runs in two-thirds of an inning before getting relieved. The 2-2 in the dirt, and a good stop by Keegan to ensure it didn't get to the backstop. Already two wild pitches as well for Ayala on the mound. Shoemaker was replaced by Tyree Thompson, who's gone the last 2 1/3 innings, allowing just one hit, striking out three, no walks. So 3-2 the count. And the pitch, taken up, high, ball four. Back-to-back walks to lead off the inning. And for the fourth inning in a row, the Green Jackets have two runners aboard at the same time. Only one run so far, but they're going to get a chance to do it against a different arm, perhaps, as Alex Ayala Jr.'s night is over. He'll get replaced by the lefty Severino when we come back. Green Jackets down three, but have two on the pond. Two on the pond as we take this pitching change.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here in the top of the fourth inning, Green Jackets with the two leadoff men aboard. First two have both walked, and it'll bring up Francisco Floyd going up against Kikito Severino from a town apart in the Dominican Republic. Those two are pretty friendly, and had a chance to talk with both of them the other night after the game. The diminutive Severino, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 145 pounds, the lightest player listed on either roster. 1-3 is the record for him this year, a 6.04 ERA. The Green Jackets got five hits off of him when he made a start against them earlier this year. First pitch fastball in at 92. Last time out, Severino went an inning and a third, picked up a loss, giving up two runs on four hits while walking one and hitting one. 0-1, taken down and in. It bounced, actually, and was blocked well by Keegan. Dawson Diamond led off the inning with a walk. Collins walked right after him, and that's how the Green Jackets have two runners aboard. Severino giving up a batting average against of .311 and a whip of 1.98. Good stuff, however. 1-1, inside and low, blocked again. The numbers for Severino, a little bit inflated in his first outing of the season. Well, he gave up four hits, eight runs, walked two, gave up two homers, and did not record an out, which started off his year on slightly inauspicious terms. Couldn't even have an ERA. 2-1 pitch, grounded softly down the third base line, but fielded in foul ground. It goes to 2-2. Obviously, you can't have an ERA if you don't have an out recorded, so by the time his next outing had concluded, 2 1/3 innings into the season, he had already given up six hits, eight runs, five earned, and two homers. So his first listed ERA of the year was 19.29, and he's brought it all the way down to a low at one point in time of 5.75, currently back at 6.04. He has picked up the loss in each of his last two outings. No decision against the Green Jackets earlier this year. He made a start in that one. 2-2 the count. Runners on first and second with no one away. And the pitch swung on and missed. Fooled Floyd on a curveball. So one away now, as that'll bring up Ethan Werkinger. A strikeout and a flyout to the very deepest part of center field. It was Christopher Berrette who made a jumping catch. He went crashing into the green padding out there and took away extra bases and another run his last time up in the second. First pitch to him, taken inside and low. Once again, a lefty on the mound. The Green Jackets came into today hitting .249 against lefties. They've raised that to .250 now. Best in the league. The 1-0. Fastball misses low, 2-0. Werkinger hitting .259 and .809 OPS, which leads the team. The active team, David McCabe, led the team before getting called up this last week at .874. 2-0 pitch. Golfed high in the air to right field, but shallow. Simpson comes in, and he'll make the catch. No chance to advance either runner. Werkinger now 0-3, and that'll bring up Justin Janis. A single and a ground out for him today. Two runners aboard. Green Jackets have already left five runners on base. And failure to score one of them here would mean seven have been left on. First pitch misses outside. Janis again leads the Green Jackets with a .379 average against left-handed pitching. Ahead in the count here, 1-0. Two aboard, Green Jackets down three. 1-0 pitch, misses in the dirt. Charleston scored four in the first on a grand slam before Augusta had recorded an out. Green Jackets got one back in the top of the second. Have the tying run to the plate now with two away and two aboard in the fourth. The 2-0 to Janis, fouled off. Fastball at 92 on the upper outer side of the zone. Thompson looks like he'll be coming back out, trying to extend his excellent outing so far. He'll have 8-9-1 due up in the bottom of the fourth. 2-1 pitch. Bounces in. So hitters count here for Janis. On deck, Bryson Worrell, just 1-for-8 against lefties on the season. Did work a walk his last time up. The 3-1 pitch. Driven on a line to deep left field. Diaz going back to the track. It is over his head. It bounces off the scoreboard. One run is in. They're waving around the second run from first. Coming in safely is Collins. It's a 2-RBI double for Justin Janis, and it's a one-run ball game. The Green Jackets are storming back here on this cloudy Sunday. Janis nearly had a home run. Instead, it bounced off the edge of the warning track, hit off the padded underside of the scoreboard, which is in play per the ground rules here. And he comes away with two more runs batted in, his second double of the series and his second hit of the game. And it's 4-3. Bryson Worrell steps in with Janis on second. Worrell crushes this one, but it's going to slice just foul. That ball probably went off the bat at about 103 miles an hour. Let's take a look and see how hard he hit that one. Check our track man. Yeah, 104.1 miles an hour off the bat on that foul ball. 0-1 from Severino. Slider gets the back door. Both those runs charged to Ayala, the man on second, Janis, is the responsibility of Severino. The 0-2, lined up the middle, gets underneath the legs of Janis, fielded by the shortstop, Cole Menares, whose throw to first is just in time. But the Green Jackets get two more runs, and it is now a 4-3 ball game. Augusta climbing back into it. We'll take a break, leave it here between innings, as the Green Jackets are now down just one. Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning, Justin Janis' two-run double has made it a one-run game. Tyree Thompson going up against Christopher Berrette, as this one's in for a strike, 0-2. Berrette sets himself, the 0-2, taken just down low. Green Jackets have scored the last three runs in this game, as Tyree Thompson has been excellent. 1-2 pitch. Poked off the end of the bat, foul into the crowd here on the concourse, and a fan carrying a beer had to go in and out of his hand. Tough look for that fan. So still 1-2. Thompson now up to 34 pitches, and the pitch. Grounded towards first, but foul. Janis will field it anyways. Justin Janis now up to 17 runs batted in now on the year. Berrette struck out in the first. And the 1-2 outside. No one aboard here. And no one out. 2-2 pitch in the dirt, 3-2. On deck, Julio Meza, who flew out to center to end that first inning. 3-2 pitch in the dirt, ball four. And Berrette takes the first walk issued by Thompson today. Julio Meza next to the plate. Meza flew out to center, the first batter who Thompson faced. Runner on first being held on by Janis. Outfield is shifted slightly to the push side as Meza is late to a fastball at 92, 0-1. The next out recorded by Thompson will make this his longest outing of the season through 2 1/3 innings so far, with 3 strikeouts, a walk, and a hit, and no runs. 0-1 pitch. Gets the zone 0-2. Nice fastball. Thompson has something of a herky-jerky motion, listed at 6 feet 5, 165, and his arms are very long, and his release point is a little bit higher than a lot of batters are used to. A lot of downward motion on the fastball. 0-2 pitch, grounded up the middle. Floyd charges, no play for two. He'll go to first instead for the out. Hit too slowly to try and go around the horn. Instead, Floyd will eliminate the batter, Meza. 5-3, Barrette takes second. And Chandler Simpson, a strikeout and a flyout, but also a run scored and a stolen base, is next to the plate. He led off the game with a swinging strikeout and reached first on a wild pitch. So a runner on second and one away. Infield in for the bunt as Thompson misses just outside. Francisco Floyd, the third baseman, in on the grass. The middle infield is, well, Exposito holding on the runner at second. Acton is to the right. Play on here. Thompson throws it away into center field, and taking third base is Barrette. He will hold up there on a pickoff throwing error by Thompson. First error of the day for Augusta. So now the whole infield comes in with the runner on third. 1-0 the count. The pitch, curveball in for a strike. Jason Franks begins loosening in the bullpen. One-one, again, same pitch, same result. Beautiful curveball dropped over the inner third of the plate. If Simpson can put anything in play here, he's fast enough to beat out most ground balls to first. 1-2, taken, oh, didn't get the call. That one was right down the middle. Thompson can't believe it. Neither can the Green Jackets pitching coach Wes McGuire in the dugout. And the count evens up at 2-2. Infield remains in. The pitch, taken outside. Now 3-2. Barrette on third with one away. One run lead, 4-3 is the score. The River Dogs on top looking for more. 3-2 pitch, taken downstairs. It's ball four. Runners at the corners now, as that's going to bring Dawson Diamond out to the mound to have a chat with Thompson. As the power hitting Isaac is next up, he popped out in the second. Frank's up and loosening in the mound on the left hand side. So a leadoff walk to Barrette, who took second on a ground out by Meza. Then Simpson, after being down in the count, ends up working a walk. Runners on the corners here, and one away in the bottom of the fourth. Pickoff throw over sends Simpson back to the bag. Diamond has already communicated with his infielders about what to do should there be a stolen base. I cannot imagine he would attempt a throw to second with the runner on third and the fastest man in the league up. Diamond will throw to second. The runner goes. It goes to center field. And a run is going to come in to score. Simpson will stop at third. He's going to go home, and he will score as well. The Green Jackets are caught napping, and two separate errors are going to bring home Simpson from first base. And all of a sudden, the lead is back to three. It's 6-3. A complete loss of focus from EJ Exposito, as Simpson had been given the stop sign at third after he stole the base easily at second. Exposito and Collins a little bit too lackadaisical getting that throw in, and Simpson was safe at home by a mile. We'll have to wait to see how they score that as the pitch misses outside. First runs against Thompson since April 30th. 1-1. Misses outside. It's not a throw that needed to be made by Dawson Diamond either. 2-1 pitch outside. You've got a runner on third. Your chances of getting the fastest man in the league at second are low. And there's one away. 3-1 now. This is likely Thompson's last batter. His next pitch will be number 55. And the pitch is popped up. Could be playable here for Floyd, the third baseman, running towards the dugout. And it will be caught on a dive. Floyd gets it with the backhand. What a lovely play by Francisco Floyd for the second out. And that will do it for Thompson, who does a pretty good job. Three innings of work for him. He's going to get charged with two runs, but I'm not sure if either of them will end up being earned. We'll have to wait and see, as he will leave the game with a three-run deficit. Jason Frank is coming in when we come back. 6-3 the score in the bottom of the fourth.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Jason Franks into the game here in the bottom of the fourth with Dominic Keegan at the plate. In to relieve Tyree Thompson as this one misses down and away. The count's 1-1. Tyree Thompson gives up two runs, but neither of them are earned as a result of two errors. First, a throwing error, and second, a pickoff error. The score is 6-4. Green Jackets out hitting the home side 5-4 right now, but have committed two errors and also issued a number of walks, four walks as well. 1-2 is the count. Frank's in for his second action of the series, and the first pitch is, the fourth pitch is tipped foul. Franks had a scoreless eighth inning on Friday night. 1-2 in the dirt. Franks making his 14th appearance of the season. Second most on the team. 7.71 ERA. 2-2. Popped up, foul, and out of play over the first base dugout. 22 strikeouts in his 14 innings of work. And just 9 walks as well. The underlying numbers are good. The strikeout to walk ratio It's just been the location of the fastball that's been the issue. 2-2 here on Keegan. And the pitch. Line down the right field line, but foul. Keegan a strikeout and a single today. Franks has not given up a run in any of his last four outings. Four innings pitched, four hits, and six strikeouts in that time. The 2-2. Breaking ball grounded to short. Fielded by Expo. He bobbles, now throws, and gets him by a step. But two errors cost the Green Jackets in a big way this half inning, as what was a one-run game has now ballooned back to a three-run contest. We head to the top of the fifth, 6-3 the score.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back here for the top of the fifth. Green Jackets down 3-6-3. Kikito Severino remains on the mound. Exposito, Celedonio, Acton, the three set to bat. Exposito in to lead it off. He'll take a strike from Severino. Green Jackets got two runs on Justin Janis's two RBI double last inning. Five hits on the day. The 0-1 inside and low. One-one, soft curveball misses inside. Pitch taken high. Severino came into the game with two runners aboard after two walks issued by Ayala Jr. Both of those runners would score. 3-1 taken for a strike on the outside corner. So a full count here in Exposito, a single and a walk so far, looking to reach potentially for the third time. He's been stranded on first already twice, and he'll take a ball that bounces in the batter's box, and it's a leadoff free pass. As he does make it three times for three, reaching base. So Jeremy Celedonio is next up. First pitch to him, fouled off. Celedonio again just trying to break out here. And the 0-1. Curveball taken inside. Today, a flyout and a strikeout looking for him. One-one. Inside. One pitch bounces in. So good patience here from Celedonio. 3-1 count, hitters count. The last hit he got, and the only hit he has in the last 2 weeks, in fact, the last 15 days, came on a 3-1 count on Wednesday night. The pitch inside and low, back to back walks again. So for the second straight inning, the Green Jackets have taken two leadoff walks, and for the fifth straight inning, every inning of this game, Augusta has had at least two base runners aboard at the same time. Big news out in Arizona, A.J. Smith-Shawver, who pitched exclusively for the Augusta Green Jackets last year, is through his first inning of work, a 1-2-3 inning, including a strikeout of Corbin Carroll in his Major League debut. So congratulations to A.J. Smith-Shawver, who becomes the fourth Green Jackets player to debut with the Atlanta Braves in the last 2 years. Next up is Corey Acton. First pitch. Low and in the dirt. It gets away, and everyone is going to advance. As an arm is up and warming, looks like maybe Alex Cook out in the bullpen. As the Green Jackets now have runners on second and third and nobody out. With second and third and no outs, the average team gets 1.9 runs, meaning you got to get at least one here. 1-0. Acton flies this one foul. It's 1-1. Again, Acton looking for his first RBI with the Green Jackets. 1-for-2 today. And the 1-1. Taken just high. So 2-1 the pitch. Lined up the middle, it is knocked down by the shortstop and it gets away. Coming in to score from third is Exposito. Celedonio advances to third on what should be an RBI single for Acton. We'll wait for the scoring. Oh no, they've given it an error. Wow, incredibly harsh to the shortstop Coleman Ares, who had to go out of his glove. Nonetheless, the Green Jackets score. It is now 6-4. And they have runners at the corners and no one out. And that's going to do it for Severino, who has gotten pieced up. He's only on the hook for the two runners aboard and the one that he let score, but he also gave up the two-run double to Janis. The runs were discharged to the starting pitcher, Ayala Jr. So we've got a pitching change. We'll have more on that when we come back. 6-4 now with the Green Jackets trying to mount another comeback.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
So we've got a pitching change here. Matt Wyatt comes into the game. Wyatt out of UVA. Inherits a bit of a mess as the Green Jackets have already scored one run in this frame. They have given it, by the way, as a fielding error on Coleman Ares. They do give an RBI, though, to Acton for putting the ball in play because that run is scoring no matter what. So an E6 has sent Exposito to the plate. Celedonio goes from first to third, and the Green Jackets have the tying run on first with no one out here in the fifth. Matt Wyatt, wearing number 33, comes in to make his second appearance of the series. 0-3, a 5-14 ERA, with Dawson Diamond leading it off. Acton a huge lead, and stepping off the mound here is Wyatt. Last time out, well, he gave up two runs on four hits against the Green Jackets. on Tuesday night. First pitch taken in the dirt at 94. Diamond so far today, a walk and a run along with a strikeout. One-oh in the dirt. It's the count 2-0 here with Acton on at first and a runner at third in Celedonio. The pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. Acton, a massive lead at first, the 2-1. Grounded up the middle, could be two. Second baseman flips to short for one, on to first, double play. A run will come in to score as grounding into a double play, but getting another run home is Dawson Diamond, 4-6-3. Celedonio in to score. Not the worst outcome in the world for Diamond. You'd like to avoid that double play, but it's now a one-run game, 6-5. So Tyler Collins is next to bat. 6-5 the score with no one on and two away. And the pitch in for a strike. No RBI for Dawson Diamond. You don't get runs batted in for double plays. Collins grounds this one to second. Should do it for the inning. Kinney flips to first for the out. But the Green Jackets, after giving up two in the last frame, get two back. It is now 6-5. As we head to the bottom of the fifth, Jason Franks looks like he'll be coming back out to the mound when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Jason Franks comes back out to the mound. Green Jackets gave up two runs, both unearned, last inning. Both charged to Tyree Thompson, but his ERA actually drops to 2.08. Not exactly his fault, although one of the errors was on him. The other one was a throwing error on the catcher, Diamond. Two runs scored on the same play. A botched pickoff and also a botched attempted throw to second. So the score is 6-5. Green Jackets get two runs back on an RBI for Acton and a double play from Diamond. As leading it off is Cooper Kinney. 4-5-6. Kinney Colmenares spikes. And the lefty steps in and takes a slider for a ball. The 1-0. Grounded up the middle and threw for a base hit into center field. So Kinney is aboard at first. And Exposito picks up the cutoff throw. So next up is Carlos Colmenares, who swings and misses here. Colmenares 0-for-1, a walk and a strikeout. Kinney, by the way, now 3-for-3, two singles and a homer. Same stat line as Ethan Werkinger on Thursday night. 0-1 in the dirt. It gets by Dawson Diamond, and Kinney will take second. Thinks about trying for three, but Diamond picks it up. We'll see how they score that one. Might be a pass ball. So the count 1-1. And it's a wild pitch on Franks rather than a pass ball. Check swing. Colmenares spins himself out of the batter's box. So what was a check swing becomes a full swing, and it is now 1-2. Wind has picked up a little bit right now, blowing out to right center field. Franks looking down at Colmenares with a 1-2 count. Leadoff man now at second. And the pitch, taken outside with a fastball at 94. Franks comes set. And the 2-2 pitch. Hits him on the back of the foot. And taking third is the man at second, Kinney, and now he'll go back to the bag. I'm not sure if that hit him in the foot or if it just missed to the backside of the batter. He doesn't look like he's heading to first, which makes me think that it might have just gone all the way behind him. That one went almost horizontally. It went towards the dugout. I have never seen a pitch like that before. So runner at third now, and a 3-2 count for Franks. The pitch outside, and so a walk for Colmenares, second of the day. So two wild pitches has advanced Kinney to third. And there are runners at the corners, as that'll get someone loosening up in the bullpen for Augusta. Ryan Spikes is the next man up. A single and a line out for him. But again, runners at the corners and no one out. Green Jackets had two in the top of the frame. The first pitch flied towards right field, picked up by the right fielder Worrell. Coming home from third and scoring standing up is Kinney, and it's a sacrifice fly for Spikes. To make it 7-5 as the back and forth battle continues. Runs have now been scored in each of the last four half innings. Four by Augusta and three by the River Dogs. And the pitch popped up. Shallow on the infield. And Exposito calls for it and makes the catch. So two away, one run in. Two away. And it's Christopher Barrette who squares to bunt and drops one down, but foul, and it actually hits him in the foot. Cooper Kinney led off the inning with a single, advanced on two wild pitches, and scored on a sacrifice fly from Spikes. Colmenares walked and is on first. Two away. Lead back to two. Runners going. 0-1 pitch. Check swing. He didn't go. The throw on the second is in plenty of time. Diamond gets him by a mile. Great tag by Exposito. And the side is retired as Augusta has now thrown out exactly 60% of Charleston's base-stealing attempts this week. We go to the top of the sixth inning with the score Augusta 5 and Charleston 7.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We're back here for the top of inning number six. Green Jackets down 7-5. Already 12 runs scored in this game, the most of any game between these two teams this series. Charleston has hit Augusta incredibly well on the year. They've actually outscored the Green Jackets now by 10 runs on the season, despite the season series being 6-5 in favor of the Green Jackets. The Green Jackets have won close and lost big. As Francisco Floyd swings and misses. And he begins his account 0-1. A single, an RBI, and a walk for him, and he'll take ball one in the dirt at 95. Wyatt came in and got three outs last inning, but he misses outside and low in the dirt here. It's 2-1. Both runs that the Green Jackets scored last frame were charged to Severino, who goes an inning, gives up one hit, two runs. One of them was earned, two walks and a strikeout. His ERA jumps to 6.15. 2-1 pitch nearly gets Floyd on the waist, and it's inside. Another arm is up and warming in the bullpen. Becomes something of a Johnny Holstaff day for both teams. Green Jackets already on their third pitcher, as are the River Dogs here at the top of the sixth. 3-1 pitch inside and high, and Floyd is aboard for the second time as he works a walk, his second of the series, and his good speed gets on board for Ethan Werkinger, who has made some loud contact today but is 0-3. He has reached base in 9 consecutive games. So Floyd off the bag at first. Werkinger 0-3, looking down at the righty Matt Wyatt. The first pitch of the at-bat, cut on and miss underneath the fastball at 93. Floyd a two-step lead. Green Jackets down 7-5, pickoff throw to first. Floyd is back. Asked Floyd earlier today if he thought he would be stealing any bases today. And he said, you never know. He's been on a tear. The more he gets on base, the more he steals. And he's been on base twice today. 0-1, grounded up the middle. This could be two. To second for one, to first. It's another double play. The sixth double play the Green Jackets have hit into in the last two games and six innings. And there's now two away. 6-4-3. Yeah. Green Jackets hit into 28 double plays coming into today. They've already hit into two tonight, and there's now two away. Justin Janis, 2-3 with an RBI double his last time up, is now at the plate. 1-0 the count, but no one on, and the 1-0 taken for a strike on the outside corner. One-one, misses at the back foot. Green Jackets trailing by two.
I have to admit my attendance is somewhat sporadic.
2-1, up the middle, shortstop fields it. Cole Menares up and over for the out that retires the side. A leadoff walk and then two ground outs, including a double play. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. 7-5 the score. Green Jackets down a pair.
What am I gonna watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at wowway.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. Two-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Jason Franks out to the mound here in the bottom of the sixth. Green Jackets down 7-5. They again had the leadoff man aboard, but another double play, which Charleston has been excellent at inducing this series, got them out of what could have been, potentially, a jam of sorts. The Green Jackets do not get that many double plays. They've only induced 16 on the season. Charleston has hit into the fewest double plays in the league, largely because of their good speed. They only hit into 13 double plays here in game number 51 of the year. It'll be Christopher Berrette who leads it off. 8-9-1 due up as the lineup will flip over for the fourth time. Berrette today, a walk, a run, and a strikeout. First pitch taken high. Currently has the go-ahead run as this one's in for a strike, 1-1. Franks so far 22 pitches in an inning and a third, and a 1-1 count here on Berrette. Not often he goes more than an inning or two. We'll see how long his leash is today. 1-1, swing and a miss. Got it by him at 93. Righty Franks looks out at the lefty Berrette, infield over to the first base side. 1-2 pitch, line foul over the roof and out of play. Franks so far an inning and a third of work, one hit, one run, and a walk. One two pitch, again fought off. It was a single that he gave up to Cooper Kinney to begin the fifth, with two wild pitches and then a sacrifice fly. So not the most contact against him so far, just those wild pitches that proved costly. 1-2 pitch, misses down and in 2-2. Likely that Chad Bryant will be the next to bat. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. So one away as Julio Meza next to the plate. No one on. And he'll nub the first pitch in front of the plate. Diamond picks it up and tags him out. And they are going to say that was a fair ball. And indeed, it'll be a 2 unassisted ground out. The second of the year that we've seen. Just a little nubber right in front of the plate. Diamond alert to it. Shows his experience there. And there's quickly 2 away. So Chandler Simpson, 2 runs today on a walk, a strikeout, and a flyout. And he'll take a ball. Checked his swing and held up. Franks has looked solid in his last 5 outings. Again, the run that he allowed in the 5th inning is first since the Myrtle Beach series. 2-0 pitch outside. His longest outing of the year was 2 innings, so he has already matched that here. A 3-0 count here, though, on Simpson, and the pitch in the zone for a strike. Simpson up to 33 stolen bases on the year. He's stolen 2 today. 3-1. Taken ball four, didn't miss by much. Second walk of the day for Simpson. And see no reason why he wouldn't be given the green light to try something here against Franks. That'll bring up Xavier Isaac, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. Two pop-outs to third base, one in foul ground and one in fair ground. Simpson, a big lead. The pitch in for a strike at 93 on the outside corner. Again, a big lead for Simpson. He'll be going here. Pick off there to first, and he gets back just in time. Oh and one. Simpson's going. The pitch is up and away. The throw down to second. Not even close. Basically a pitch out and nothing doing. One one. Popped up. Should get Franks out of the inning over towards second base. Exposito, the shortstop, now ranges to the left and makes the catch in shallow left center field. Side is retired. Franks has gone now a career high. 2 1/3 innings. We head to the seventh. Green Jackets down 2 with the gray clouds closing in here in Charleston.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We're back here for the top of the seventh inning. Exposito, well, they're Worrell, Exposito, and Celedonio. Worrell 0-for-2 with a walk. Exposito is 1-for-1 with two walks, and Celedonio is 0-for-2 with a walk. The gray storm clouds are really closing in. So Bryson Worrell up, now getting to bat as a righty, his preferred side, as a lefty for the first time, going up against a righty, Hartman on the mound. Hartman has really struggled against Augusta. His first pitch is taken high. Hartman, 6'3", 205, traded for by the Rays last winter out of App State. 1-0, swung on and missed 1-1. Last year, pitched in low A Bradenton in the Pirates organization, was a fourth rounder out of Appalachian State. This year, though, 1-2 the record, a whip of 2.05 and an ERA of 8. 1-1 to Worrell, the pitch. Misses outside, 2-1. Green Jackets have seen a fair bit of him. Earlier this week, though, he went two innings and gave up just the one hit. Previously, he went one inning and walked a man and struck out two. 2-1 outside, 3-1. Green Jackets finally finding their patience at the plate. They have drawn 7 walks and struck out just 5 times. But down by 2 in key moments here in the latter stages of this series. A loss and it's a series split. A win and it's a series win. 3-1, breaking ball over the heart of the plate. 3-2. Hartman missed in 2021 after Tommy John. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got Worrell on a pitch that was out of the zone. So that'll bring up EJ Exposito. Second strikeout for Worrell, his fifth in his last eight at-bats. Exposito takes a strike to open up his account. It is a good day for him so far. He's drawn two walks, he's scored a run, and also singled back in the first. Green Jackets have left a number of men on base in this one. They've left six aboard. 0-1. Misses down and away. One. Soft slider in for a strike. One and two, taken high, fastball at 96. Chad Bryant is up and throwing in the bullpen. Two pitch, line towards left field sharply. It's going to drop in for another base hit. Exposito has now reached four times, and he is 2-for-2. Second single of the day. Green Jackets now up to six hits now, which is higher than Charleston's five. It's just the two errors that have been costly for the Green Jackets on the other side of the ball. Jeremy Celedonio next to the plate. First pitch, swinging. He flies this one to center field and deep. Barrette back at the track. He reaches up. And that baby is gone. And we're all tied up here in the top of the seventh inning. Jeremy Celedonio snaps out of a 1-for-33 by launching a home run off the batter's eye in center field. It took a long time to make sure Barrette didn't take away yet another base hit, but this one left the yard. And Celedonio, with his first hit of the day, his second of the series, and his second in the last 2 weeks, has tied us up at 7-7 with his seventh homer of the year. And it's a brand new ball game. That'll bring up Corey Acton, who takes a ball. Well, the Green Jackets have scored now 7 of the last 10 runs in this game. They fell behind 4-0. This is their first time having tied it since the top of the first. And now Acton takes this one to right field, but Simpson ranges to his left for the catch. And there's a second out. Celedonio, seventh homer of the season, up to 23 runs batted in, second on the team. And that'll bring up Dawson Diamond. Pitch swung on and missed. Oh and one, taken outside, 1-1. Misses inside. Diamond so far today, a double play, a walk, and a strikeout. Two one, slice foul. So two away, no one on, two runs home. We're all tied up at 7-7. And 2-2 the count. The pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three, and Diamond strikes out for the second time, but the Green Jackets have tied it up for the first time since the first inning. As always, we'll keep it here for the seventh inning stretch. Brand new ball game. So we're back here for the bottom of inning number seven, and we're all tied up at seven apiece. That'll bring Chad Bryant into the game, making his second appearance of the series, and his first pitch is in for a strike. Bryant got an outing on Friday night, gave up a moonshot home run. Dominic Keegan in to lead it off here, 0-1, misses inside. Bryant in that outing on June 2nd, 2 days ago, went two innings, gave up two hits, a run on that solo home run, and struck out three. 1-1 is the count here, and he'll get a strike over. It's 1-2. Keegan, 1-for-3, a single, a run, a strikeout, and a ground out. Kinney, 3-for-3 with a homer on deck. The 1-2 pitch, grounded towards third, but foul. Coleman Ares, the third man to bat this frame, and he's the one who will end up, well, he is the one, rather, who hit that home run off of Bryant the other day. One and two. Bryant winds the pitch inside, not by much, and it's 2-2. Bryant, not the biggest in stature. Missed all of last season recovering from an injury. Pitched with the Green Jackets in 2021. 2-2 pitch. Taken. Called strike three. Froze him on the inside part of the plate. So one away for Cooper Kinney. First pitch misses inside. No one aboard, one away. All tied up at 7-7 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 1-0 pitch outside. Misses outside and low. So 3-0 here. Kinney looking like he's on the verge of reaching for the fourth time. That's the 3-0 in for a strike, 3-1. In for a strike, 3-2. So full count with one away. The pitch is driven to left field, fairly deep. Going over is Werkinger to the corner. He runs out of room, and it lands in the stands, maybe 1.5 rows back. So once again, 3-2. The sign, the pitch, swung on and missed. Bryant gets in with a changeup, and there's two away. Back-to-back Ks for Chad Bryant. So that'll bring up Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares, 0-for-1 with two walks. He takes a ball here. A strikeout in his other at-bat. All tied up at 7 with no one aboard. Infield shifted over. 1-0 in for a strike, 1-1. Floyd, the third baseman, playing halfway between the second base bag and the third base bag, and also in on the grass for the speedy Colmenares, the 1-1 pitch. Grounded loosely towards first. Janis backhands it and flips to the covering Bryant, who comes in and works a beautiful 1-2-3. We go to the eighth inning. Tied up 7-7 in a barnstormer here in Charleston, South Carolina.
Fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Back here for the top of the eighth, a new pitcher is in to face 8, 9, and 1. Collins, Floyd, and Werkinger. It's Junior William. The Green Jackets gave him a loss the other day. He becomes the ninth pitcher used in this game between the two teams and the fifth for the River Dogs, and he gets a first pitch strike at 92. Collins is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. 0-1 in for a strike at 95. William, 2-1. The other day got tagged with a loss and a blown save. 0-2. Curveball misses outside. He went an inning, gave up a hit and two runs, also walked a pair. Came in with a 3-2 lead and left with a 4-3 deficit. 1-2 pitch nearly hits him. It's inside for a ball, 2-2. I believe Collins just got called for a pitch clock violation, and he's going to get called out on strikes on an automatic violation as Francisco Floyd steps in and swings and misses. It's 0-1. Floyd today, 1-for-2, a single, a walk, and a strikeout. The pitch caught on a miss. It's 0-2. The count 0-2 and a big looping breaking ball taken by Floyd. On deck, Ethan Werkinger is 0-4, trying to extend his on-base streak to 10 games. The 1-2 nearly got him. He ducked out of the way. Two and two, the count. No one aboard, one away. The pitch taken up and away, and the count goes full. The 3-2. Swung on and missed. Got him with a curveball. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the afternoon for Junior William. That'll bring up Ethan Werkinger. No one on, two away. First pitch taken for a strike on the outside part of the plate. And the 0-1 caught on and missed. Two away. The pitch, swing and a miss. And William comes in and strikes out the side. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Bryant comes back in. And we will keep it here between innings. We're back here for the bottom of the eighth as Ryan Spike steps in and takes a ball. Tied up 7-7 here in the bottom of the eighth. 1-0 pitch, grounded towards third, but foul. Spike's today is 1-for-2. The 1-1 misses outside. The 2-1. Well, we're not going to be tied much longer. That is way out of here. And the Green Jackets now trail 8-7. Crush to left, no doubter. Thank you. So now 8-7 the score as the first pitch misses down and away to John Diaz. Fouled off. Off the booth again. One. Swung on and missed 1-2. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Pitch here, swung on and missed. It's 0-1. One away, 8-7 the score. Green Jackets now down by one. One misses down low. So Bryant now on the hook for the loss. One away here in the bottom of inning number 8, but a run in. Grounded up the middle for a base hit. Barrette is aboard via a single, and he will take a long turn and go back to the bat. Pitch here to Meza, swung on and missed. Meza is 0-3. Big lead, runners going. It's taken in the dirt, it goes all the way by Diamond, and he'll have to go to the backstop and pick it up. Pitch line towards left field. It is in for a base hit. Another run's going to score. Barrette hits third and comes in standing. And what was a tie game is now 9-7. RBI double for Meza. And that's going to do it for Chad Bryant. 1-2-3 first and then a homer. A single and a double here in the second inning of work for him, and he leaves the game on the hook for the loss. Ellison Joseph coming in when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a Priceline guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Ellison Joseph is coming into the game. So 9-7 the score. Green Jackets now down 2. Ellison Joseph in. Chandler Simpson up. He pushes a bunt up in the air. It'll land in fair territory, and no one's going to have a play as he will bunt for a hit. Not a great bunt, but it got the job done. And Meza will go to third. He reaches now for the fourth time today. He reached on a strikeout, 2 walks, and now a bunt single. And 1 away for Xavier Isaac. Simpson on at first, looking for maybe a third stolen base here. He's going. The pitch taken for a strike. The throw to second is cut off, not in time.
But here we are. We've already seen Xavier Isaac.
Now second and third with one out. So Isaac down in the count, 0-1. Infield is in. Green Jackets down by a pair. But it could easily be more. 0-1. In for a strike. Two bounces in, blocked well. There is an arm up and warming in the bullpen, meaning there might be a sixth pitcher used by Charleston to try and lock down the save today. Assuming it is a save situation at that point. 1-2. Line to left field and deep. And this one is off the wall. Both runs are going to score. Isaac is in the second. And all of a sudden, it is 11-7. Green Jackets now down 4. So Xavier Isaac is on second with Dominic Keegan at the plate, 11-7 the score. And he'll check his swing and go around. This tie is the most runs scored in a game this season by Charleston as Keegan fouls this one off. It's 0-2. They've scored 11 runs now twice this season, once against the Green Jackets and once against Delmarva. This is the third time they've scored 11 runs in a game, and they could get more with a runner on second and one away. 0-2, called strike 3 on the outside corner.
Second base,
So Cooper Kinney now to the plate. That grand slam in the first got the day started on a strong note. He'll swing and miss here at the first pitch. Pitch is fouled off by Kinney. It's 0-2. Green Jackets probably looking forward to seeing the back of this River Dogs offense. They'll take on Myrtle Beach coming up. Oh and two here. The pitch taken inside. Bryant is charged with three of these runs so far. And one, well, make it two for Ellis and Joseph. This one pieced to left field in for a base hit. Isaac comes around to score. It's 12-7. Kinney picks up RBI number 5 of the day. And the ninth man to bat this inning is Carlos Colmenares. The first inning saw 9 men bat for Charleston, and now the eighth inning sees the same thing. 5 runs home in the eighth. And it's a new season high for runs scored. And it's the most runs batted in for any player on the season. On this team, it's 5 RBIs as Joseph throws a wild pitch to advance the runner to second.
Yeah, when we started meeting again, we were still working on a standard from January. We were way past that, and Parkman's like, "Well, we need to redo this." So I was like, "I'm not doing anything."
So 1-0, like, oh, yeah, runner like, on second and 2 away. The pitch is in the dirt. It's 2-0. Pitch taken high. Green Jackets having a hard time closing things out here. It was 7-7 going into the bottom of the eighth, but a leadoff homer in this inning from Spikes, who is on deck, has condemned them to what will likely be a third straight loss, their most consecutive road losses on the year. This one's lined down left field and foul. One pitch taken high, and there's now 2 runners aboard. As Ellis and Joseph is going to get a visit here from pitching coach Wes McGuire. We did see Andrew Keck begin to loosen yesterday. He is a catcher slash outfielder slash DH, but would be the emergency position player pitcher if needed. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch swung on and missed by Spikes, homered in his last time up, which was this inning. The pitch fouled off.
I did not want to get hit by a ball.
0-2, taken very high for a ball. The 1-2 pitch taken inside. And this one's fouled off as well. Two, grounded towards third, fair ball down the line, and that's going to bring another run in to score. RBI double for Spikes, and the nightmarish eighth inning continues. And it's now 13-7. Tying the record for the most runs given up in a game by the Green Jackets this year. So second and third, still two away. And this one is popped up a mile high. To the left side of the infield, Floyd ranging over, and he'll make the catch. Sure tie the side. So that will do it for this half inning. 11 men bat, and six of them score. Green Jackets entered this frame tied. They're now down 13-6.
On an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Back here in the top of the ninth, Green Jackets were once tied in this game 7-7 and are now trailing by a score of 13-7. Alex Cook in to work this frame. Justin Janis is the man at the plate. Green Jackets down six. 1-0 inside. Janis today, 2-for-4, a double, a single, and two runs batted in. To a pitch in the zone. Janis, the lefty, lines this one towards center. It's going to drop in, and it's a three-hit day for Justin Janis. Two singles and a double now for the former Illinois man, and that will bring up Bryson Warlow for three with a walk.
Yeah, exactly.
So runner on first, you're not being held on, is Janice. And Bryson Worrell swings and misses. Two strikeouts today, three strikeouts yesterday. 0 for his last seven with five strikeouts in that time. The pitch popped up, foul, and out of play. Still 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch misses down and in. So the Green Jackets will go home to Augusta, having lost three in a row, and take on a very hot Myrtle Beach Pelicans team. Myrtle Beach up 5-0 on Salem. They're going to move back into a tie for first with league leaders Columbia. Worrell checks his swing. They appeal up the middle. He did not go. It's 2-2. Two two, grounded towards first, but foul. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. It's the second consecutive three strikeout day for Bryson Worrell, and there's one away here in the ninth. So that'll bring up EJ Exposito, who has reached all four times he has stepped to the plate today. Two singles and two walks for him. One pitch taken inside, 1-1. Exposito has raised his average now up to 252. Was at 233 at the beginning of this series. Top of the ninth here, Green Jackets down six despite their best runs total of the series. This one lined to left field, and it's going to be another base hit. Exposito is now aboard for the fifth time as Justin Janis goes to second. So well done by EJ Exposito. First and second, one away. Jeremy Celedonio up to bat. He hit a two-run homer that tied the game his last time up. Five times aboard for Exposito, new career high. Celedonio will take a ball. One oh in on the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. One one, swing and a miss. On deck, Corey Acton. Good chance for some more runs batted in here, first and second, and one away in the ninth in a 6-run ball game. 1-2 pitch taken just low. Two two, swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. So Corey Acton now up to the plate. The lefty looks out at Cook on the mound and takes the first pitch high. Two away here, Green Jackets, are going to end up with a split in this series. They still have not lost a series since the last week of April. Pitch driven to right field and deep. Acton is going to end up with a home run. Well, the day continues here for the Green Jackets as they hit their second homer of the day. It's a three-run shot for Corey Acton, kind of out of the blue. That ball just stayed up in the Gulf Stream and got all the way out over the fence. So Corey Acton will pick up RBIs number 2, 3, and 4 after just a couple at-bats ago. He got RBI number 1. And all of a sudden, it's a three-run game, still here with two away in the ninth inning. 10 runs now for Augusta as Dawson Diamond swings and misses at the first pitch. The 0-1 taken upstairs. Last time the Green Jackets scored 10 runs in a game was on the 2nd of May at Kannapolis in a win. But Diamond takes a strike, and it's now 1-2. Green Jackets down to their final strike. What is she thinking? I don't know. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. 2-2 on deck, Tyler Collins. Green Jackets 3 runs here in this inning. Makes it even more a shame how the 8th inning went. That 6-run bottom of the 8th is going to be what does them in. The 2-2 lined up the middle softly and fielded on a hop by the second baseman. He throws to first to retire the side, and the ball game comes to a close. 2 hours and 48 minutes is the eventual time of this game, as that brings us to our Easy Go post-game show. An offense-filled day here, 23 total runs, 22 total hits. But it's the home Charleston River Dogs who are going to come out on top. Green Jackets use 5 pitchers today, which matches their most on the year. The final score, 13-10. Charleston picks up the win. 13 runs, 12 hits, and an error for the River Dogs. 10 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Augusta. The loss goes to Chad Bryant, most likely. And the winning pitcher in this one should be Junior William. We'll wait for the official scores to designate that as the evening goes on. Our play of the game, that'll be Jeremy Celedonio, who gets his first homer in about 2.5 weeks. He tied the game up at 7-7. The Green Jackets had trailed since the bottom of the first, but that would do it. 3 Green Jackets with multi-hit games today. Justin Janis goes 3-for-5 with 2 runs batted in. Exposito, a perfect 3-for-3 with 3 runs and 2 walks. And Corey Acton, who goes 2-for-5 with 4 runs batted in. EJ Exposito, though, reaches base all 5 times he stepped up to the plate, and that gives him today's Premier Network's IT Guy of the Game Award. The Green Jackets will return home on Tuesday night to take on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, as the Pelicans will come into that in all likelihood in the lead for the Carolina League South Division. So we'll have those games for you not only on the Green Jackets Radio Network but also on Bally Live and MILB TV. Green Jackets will split the series here in Charleston, and they will head to North Augusta on the long bus ride home through Columbia and back to familiar ground at SRP Park. We'll see you Tuesday. Green Jackets starting a 12-game homestand. We'll talk to you then.